The crowd say, referee, they have to use it. Slow moving, but getting towards the line, heading over the line. Ulster get it onto the ground, and that is a try for Ulster. In the opening 8 minutes of the game, Ulster's maul moving. Ulster's defence was good, not good enough. Ulster inched their way there and dot down on the line. It looks as though Rob Herring is going to take the plaudits for that, and Ulster have a lead inside 8 minutes. Craig Casey kicking yet again, box kicking from inside his own half, straight to Mike Lowry. Huge hit on Lowry, but Lowry bouncing straight back to his feet, really doing well to collect that. Simon Zeebo is indicating to the touchline that he's hurt himself, and a potential for a no arms tackle on him as he caught the ball from a Munster player. I think that's what we're going to be looking at here.
Yeah, it looks like Jack Crowley came in, and I think they're looking at a high shot. Zeebo and Crowley both hit him at the same time, even though they absolutely smashed him.
We're still waiting to see what the conclusion, and it is a red card. The red comes out of the pocket, and Simon Zeebo's game is over. Munster want the ball quick. It's spun all the way out to Mike Halley, and Halley gets down for the try. Super try from Mike Halley. They go again, and this time they're over, and it is a try for Munster. A superb try for Munster to the right hand side of the posts, picking and going until they get over the line. Super work from the men in red, down a man at 14 players since the 15th minute, and they are, with 5 minutes to go, in the lead in this game for the first time. 59 seconds, now we're over the 80. Surely this is it. Put the ball into touch. Neil Cronin kicks it out. The referee blows the full-time whistle, and Munster have turned over and managed to come from the death with a player down after 15 minutes, played most of this game with 14 players, and have come back from the death to beat Ulster in Thomond Park.